Terry, first of all, official day today, unveiling of the new head coach. Just firstly, tell us about his strengths as you see them for West Bromwich Albion.
I'm very comfortable with that because the profile that we were looking for is a head coach, and you know, a sort of, as I've said before, when you start to look at what makes this head coach, you know, what is his skill set, etc. You know, and you look at Alan and what I know, you know, and it's not what I think, it's what I know, is that he has the ability to work with players to develop them as a team. So he'll work with the units, he'll work with the back four and get the organisation right. He'll also work with the midfield and add the midfield into that so that he gets a good defensive base to start with. But, you know, his philosophy, you know, is to make people comfortable on the ball, you know, and to be able to pass the ball and to play and to develop the attacking strategy as well. So, you know, he's got these all-round skill set of coaching. So he's not only is he an organised coach, which would look to reflect on the team, he also has the ability to get creativity. So I feel really comfortable that the guy, the man we've got, is arguably one of the best coaches around in the UK today.
The game has never been about anything other than players, though, hasn't it? Will he have the wherewithal and the right players to use that ability you say he has?
Yeah, obviously, Tom, you know, this... It's a real challenge because you know, no secret is it that the club, you know, went from 8th to 17th,
yeah, and trades in a different marketplace to a lot of,
and you know, we've got a small group of players, be it that they've, you know, excellent quality in there, so it'd be very important that we work to add the quality, because you're 100% right, players win your football matches, and you know, yes, you need that right coach to work with them, but players win your matches. So we've got an excellent group of players, and we are now looking and working extremely hard to try to add to that excellent group of players.
Will it be the right quality, though, that you bring in? I know you're involved in it. Will it be the right quality? Presumably, we all hear, we don't know, but we all hear it has to fit a certain criteria. Does that make it difficult for you?
Yeah, I guess, listen, I think we all live to... you know, our means, don't we? You know, all of us, you know, no matter what your occupation is, you know, you'd like that, you know, Rolls Royce, but you go, wow, you know, that would be great, wouldn't it? But what you try and do is get the best, next best thing to it, you know, that you can afford and that fits your budget. And football clubs are like that. You know, we're not Man City, you know. You know, it's a club that's steeped in tradition, a fantastic club, but we don't have that sort of resources. So we have to look at shopping in a different market, for sure. But that doesn't mean that we can't, you know, and we don't want to bring quality. We want to bring the best quality that we believe we can get.
What would you say to those fans who are saying the name Alan Irving won't be able to attract good players?
Well, I would say what players do, first of all, is, you know, they you know, of course they look at the press, but what they'll do, they'll talk to other players. And I think if any of our players want to phone up Wayne Rooney, you know, if they want to phone up Barkley, if they want to phone up Rodwell, if they want to phone, you know, you could go through the list of players that Alan has worked with, and to a man, you know, and to a man, the people that he's worked with, whether it be players, whether it be staff around the stadium, or staff that have worked with him closely, you know, you won't, you know, if you can, you'll be really struggling to find someone that's got a bad word to say about Alan Irving.
Is his remit? I mean, does he have a remit from you? What is expected of him?
Yeah, listen, expectations. You know, and again, I've mentioned what a challenge. You know, Premier League's a massive challenge, isn't it? You know, it'd be nice if we could finish sort of higher than we did last year. It'd be nice if we can get to 40 points as soon as we possibly can, so that everybody can sort of, you know, have a you know, sort of breathe out again. But that's the reality of every well, not every club, but certainly the majority of clubs in the Premier League. They're all looking for the same, aren't they? You know, they're going, look, how can we get to 40 points as quickly as we can? You know, even at the Arsenal in the old days, I mean, the chairman, you know, used to throw a party when the club got to 40 points, you know. so it's a tough league. But the challenge is what we're in it for. You know, we're in it to try and improve on not just, of course, playing side is always number one. You know, what happens on the football pitch is always number one, and that's what we want to improve. But we want to try and improve the club and move the club forward as best we can. You know, it's a fantastic club, got marvellous supporters. And I just believe if everybody is in it together, you know, we will be stronger.
Just finally from me, how important is it for people to remember and realise that he's a head coach and not the manager?
Yeah, well, that's his title on the door, you know, it's head coach. And he's a marvellous coach. He really is.